Welcome to the Morale Booster Network, a platform for entrepreneurs, career professionals, leaders, and the general public to give back to the society through coaching and mentoring. I remain your host, Dr. John Ugulu. I am an author, speaker, and strategist. I always say experience is the best teacher. You can stream or download this podcast from YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Google Podcast, Player FM, and Pandora. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, everybody from Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning. I want to say welcome back to another beautiful episode of the Morale Booster Podcast. I am thrilled to be your host. And if this is your first time joining us, I want you to please like and share this broadcast. And here's the reason why. Because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear the message that we will be delivering today. So I want you to take some time off, take a few seconds, just go on your social media, you know, share it. If you are listening via Facebook, Instagram, via Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube, share it. If you are on podcast, we want you to do the same thing, please. So welcome once again. And our sponsors play a very vital role in supporting our mission to uplift, empower, and to make a difference in the world. And their generosity allows us to continue producing high-quality content that reaches audiences around the world. So, however, producing a podcast like this, we all know it requires resources. And that's where you, our listeners, can make a difference. So if you enjoy what we do, if you have been impacted one way or the other, or if you know anybody who has been impacted positively by what we do, we would suggest that you support with a contribution. It's not mandatory. Your contribution will help us sustain and grow our efforts to spread positivity. So if you want to make a donation today, go to our website, johnughulu.com, johnughulu.com, johnughulu.com. Nothing is too small. We would appreciate anything that comes from you. God bless you. And today I have a guest who is a woman with so much experience about life. But before I introduce that guest, we typically like to, you know, I have a tradition of, first of all, speaking to somebody out there, leaving some words of motivation and inspiration. As we already know, so many people are going through challenges in their lives. So many people are going through financial crisis. So many people are going through relationship crisis. So many people are going through health crisis. So many people are going through a high level of hunger. Some are experiencing domestic violence. As we already know, the level of depression and anxiety in the world right now is at its peak. So I always like to share words of inspiration. I want to do a full disclosure. I am not a therapist. I am not a counselor. But I have been blessed by the Almighty God with some level of wisdom and some knowledge from life experiences and from the people I have been blessed to surround myself with. And the message I want to share with you right now, you who's listening to, is that to everything, there is a season and a time. Nothing lasts forever. I want you to take note of that. Nothing on earth lasts forever. Heraclitus once said, the only constant in life is change. So whatever your situation is right now, it is a phase in your life. I am sure by now I don't have to remind you, but if I do have to remind you, that's fine. By now you should know that you will not be here on earth forever, right? Neither you, neither myself, neither our guest for today would exit this life alive. None of us will get out of this life alive. I want you to write that down. Say, I know that no human will exit this life alive. What does that mean? It means no matter how hard you struggle, no matter how soft you think you are, no matter how strong you think you are, no matter how beautiful you think you are, no matter how handsome you think you are, no matter how wealthy you think you are, you will not escape. You will not exit this life alive. All right? So everything in life is a phase, including what you're going through right now. And if I tell you, you who's listening to me right now, if I tell you that your current situation, no matter how bad you think it is someone else's prayer point, would you believe that? Would you believe that? I want you to think about it. Because sometimes we focus too much, we pay too much attention to the negativity around us. We pay too much attention to those things that are not going according to our plan. And in most cases, when that happens, we tend to forget the good things that are happening. When you pay so much attention to negativity, your life would seem as if nothing good has ever happened to you. That's how it is. It is called the law of vibration. Now, a lot of us know so much about the law of attraction, but not every one of us knows about the law of vibration. I am a lifelong student of natural laws and principles. In fact, I will be publishing a book titled Leadership Principles Unleashed in a few days from now. Why? Because I so much believe in principles. So we know a lot about the law of attraction, forgetting the law of vibration. Now, one happens before the other can happen. Without the law of vibration, the law of attraction cannot happen. It will not happen. Right? Now, let me use this example for you. I love to use this example. I know, you know, they say everything in life is a cliche, but it is whenever that cliche resonates with you that truly matters. So this is one of my favorite examples of explaining this. Now, I believe at some point in your life, you've been at that point where you decided you were going to buy a car. And you, the first thing you did after making up your mind you were going to buy a car was you went online. You started telling people, hey, you know, I think I would like to buy this car or that car. And you go online and you do all the search to see how beautiful the car is. And the moment you start searching for cars and start telling people about the car you need or you want or you would like to buy, what happens is that every day from that day, when you drive out of your house, if, for example, you say, hey, I'm going to buy a white Mercedes-Benz. Now, I want to do a full disclosure. I wasn't paid any money by Mercedes-Benz to advertise their brand, okay? So I'm just using it as an example. So if you say, hey, I want to buy a white Mercedes, and you start searching, from that day on, what would you notice? You will notice that whenever you drive out of your house, you will start to see white Mercedes, the exact type you want, the exact type you like, right? It's funny, right? It's strange. Yes, you will start to see white Mercedes like everywhere you go. It's going to be, oh, that's the car. Oh, that's the car. Oh, I love that car, right? Now, it's not as if those white Mercedes Benz were not always on the road. What happened there was that you placed yourself on a vibration. That is a law of vibration. You placed yourself on a natural level, on a law of vibration, whereby everything about car at that point was on a vibrational level. And when you place yourself on a vibration, automatically you start to attract those things. You start to attract those things that are on that vibration. So the law of vibration first happens before the law of attraction can manifest. So I want you to do a Google search of what that word, the law of vibration, stands for. It's an assignment for you. But I can just give you, you know, a general overview. The law of vibration simply says that every object in the universe bounces, right? And when they bounce at a frequency, right? So when you put yourself at a frequency, the only things that you would attract from that point onwards will be the things that are on that same frequency. So you cannot be bouncing at 10 feet frequency, or, you know, frequency number 10, and attract things on number 9 or number 8 or number 7. No, that's how the law operates. Okay? So I want you to do a research on that. So why am I sharing this with you? I'm sharing this with you because what you're going through right now is a phase in your life. And the only way you can get out of that phase as quickly as possible is to apply the law of vibration to your life. Rumi once said that whatever you are seeking is seeking you. Do you believe that your future is God's past? Do you believe that you were sent into this world not by accident? Do you believe that out of millions of sperm cells, you were intentionally chosen? Your sperm cell, the sperm that brought you into this world, was the chosen one out of millions. So your coming to Earth, to the world, was not an accident. You have a divine purpose. You were born into this world on purpose, with a purpose, and for a purpose. So whatever you're going through in your life right now, the moment you discover your purpose, at that point, you would realize that your challenges, your test, would eventually become your testimony. And if you believe that, I want you to repeat this after me. Say, my test shall become my testimony. I want you to repeat this from wherever you're listening to me right now. Say, my test shall become my testimony. That's what I want you to know. What you're going through right now is for a reason. The moment you discover your purpose, the reason for your current situation will be revealed to you. My communication mentor would always say, some people die at age 20. But they don't get buried until they turn 60 or 65. What does that mean? A man or a woman dies when he or she has not, or rather, a man or a woman is a dead man or a dead woman walking when they have not identified their purpose in life. So a man or a woman who's living a life without purpose is already a dead person, just waiting to be buried. So probably they live till 65, 70, 80, 90. So when you find your purpose, you will understand why you're going through whatever challenge you're going through in your life. It is a phase, that will pass, but you need to elevate your vibrational stand. You need to elevate your level of vibration. You need to call upon your life what you want. You need to call upon your life how you want to get past that phase of your life. I don't know where you're listening to me from right now. I don't even know what you know about yourself, you who's listening to me. But one thing that I know for sure about you is that you are an abode of greatness. You are an abode of greatness. Now, I have some books available on Amazon for you to purchase. Give me a second. Let me see. So I have published 3 books. One is titled The Morale Booster. The Morale Booster. The second one is The 7 P's of an Entrepreneur. Now, this book is for the aspiring and brand new entrepreneur. If you're thinking of transitioning from employment to entrepreneurship, go get a copy of that book. And if you are thinking of how to find your purpose in life, you can buy The Morale Booster. Then I have a third one titled From Shyness to Public Speaking. For those of you who are interested in becoming public speakers, I used to be a very shy person. So shy that I couldn't even imagine myself becoming a public speaker. So in this book, I wrote the 10 steps that I took to overcome shyness and to transition into public speaking. Now, why am I sharing this story with you? I'm sharing this with you not to boast, not to impress you, not to brag, but to press upon you that if I could transition from shyness to public speaking, it means it's possible for you too. All right? So go to Amazon, search for my name, Dr. John Ogulu, and you would find all these books there. Invest in yourself. Invest in your personal development today, and you will not regret it. So thank you so much. Once again, like and share this broadcast, because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message. And remember, if you want to make a donation, if you feel you've been impacted one way or the other, I want you to visit johnugulu.com and make your donation. johnugulu.com and support us. Some of our sponsors are the John Ogulu Foundation, newgeeks.com, and Main Sea Christian University. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. It's about that time to bring in our guest for today. Now, her name is Sherry Leopold. Sherry is the CEO of Option Creators. She's a mentor, she is a speaker, and she is the leader of the Stop Self-Bullying Movement and founder of the Wow Warrior platform. She is the publisher of Wow Warrior Digital Magazine, and she's also the host of 3 interview shows. One of them is the Wow Warrior Show, and she hosts Wow Look. Wow, Look Who's Here, which airs across social media channels. And she's also a regional director candidate and chancellor mentor with Givers University. 30 plus years of experience in speaking, mentoring, and team building enables you to transform your life mentally, physically, and financially through being rooted in self-love and self-acceptance. So ladies and gentlemen, without wasting much of your time, without any further ado, join me as I welcome our guest for today, no other person but Sherry Leopold. Sherry, thank you so much for joining us on this program, on this episode of the Morale Booster podcast. Oh,
thank you so much, John. Gosh, I'm over here. You can't see me. I'm doing cartwheels around my office. When you were talking, I'm like, yes, I love everything you're saying.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, the goal is to constantly be a person of value to everybody around me. And that's how we came about this whole program, The Morale Booster. And without people like you who choose to take time out of your very busy schedule coming here to share some words of wisdom, we would not have been able to achieve it. And I want to say once again, thank you for accepting to join us on this program. And I look forward to having a very, 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 very impactful conversation with you. Welcome, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I'm absolutely delighted to be here. And, you know, I always say if even just one person walks away and loves themselves just a little bit more today based on what they heard, then like, my purpose is served here on earth. And that is everything to me. You know, I mean, some people I think get hung up and think that life is all about money. I don't believe it's much about money, honestly. Money's great because it allows you to make choices and have options, but I believe that we're here for impact. And as you said, some people are already expired and just waiting to be buried at 20. And I think that that's true. That really resonated with me. And I think, you know, I tease all the time saying, we try to shut the casket up. You're like, wait, one more thing. I just want to help one more person.
Yes. I agree with you. You know, there's so many people who don't understand the concept of living a life of purpose. Like you said, money is good. Money answers most things, right? But a life of purpose is more fulfilling than just having money. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I often like to challenge people to actually think about that, the actual thought that, you know, what would someone say about me if I were gone today? I don't think very many people would say, oh my gosh, she made a lot of money. I would hope they said she really impacted my life, you know, and she helped me with this or with that, or I felt supported, or she was kind. I mean, like, I think it's a good exercise to actually, and I have a class that I teach that I actually make the people that take the class go do this and go ask people what other people think about them. Not so that they can either feel bad, but it's so that to make sure that you are in alignment with how you're showing up in the world is how you see yourself. Because I think that is, when you're talking about the law of vibration, right? It's like, there are people that go through life putting off that vibration of something, but it's not even how they see themselves. And I think right. It's really that congruence is really important and kind of goes back to what you asked me. Like, to me, I just want to have impact. I want to stand in my purpose every moment I'm here and want people to be able to say, she helped me. Like, whatever that looks like, you know? That's what I want to be able to say. And I feel like I do every day something that furthers that.
I love that. I always remind people that there are five things that I do every day. Five things that I must do every day. That it doesn't matter if it's on the weekend, it doesn't matter if it's on my birthday, it doesn't matter if I am not too strong health-wise. Five things. When I wake up, I motivate people, I inspire people, I think, I strategize, and I study. Those five things, I must do them every day every day of my life. Why? Because I have chosen to always be a person of value. And how can I be a person of value to others if I don't study, if I don't think, if I don't strategize, right? So living a life of purpose attracts even the money.
Yes.
So what do you think about that?
And I think it's true. This is why I don't really sit around and worry about money. And I get really like when people, I'm just going to put it out there, as entrepreneurs are like, you got to scale, you got to do this. And they're like beating that drum. I'm just like, I don't hear you, because what I know for me to be true is that if I'm helping people, that's going to come to me anyway. Mm-hmm. I stay focused on the impact and the purpose and helping, as we talked about, that transformation and that point where I like to say I help you stand up and stand out as the unrepeatable miracle that you are, and that you embrace and love yourself 100%. And I feel like when I get to be the conduit and helping in that space, that person, their whole world opens up, right? And that is my purpose. So like I've done what I'm supposed to be here for. So I don't think that my casket or whatever I go out in is going to be stuffed in cash, no matter how much money I make. I'm pretty sure I've never seen one like that. I don't think anybody who makes a bajillion dollars, you know, Steve Jobs didn't take any of it with him. He left way too soon and he didn't take any of it with him that I heard of. So the point is that it's not about money. It's about what you do while you're here with the time that God gifts you. That's
absolutely. Absolutely. I like that. I like to always remind people, including those of you who are listening to us right now. We were sent into this world to fulfill four assignments. And the four assignments are: one, to serve your gift to the world, because we all came into this world with gifts, skills, talents, right? Definitely you have to nurture them. You have to develop them. You have to identify them, right? So the first assignment is to serve your gift to the world. The second is to lead. When you serve your gift over and over and over and over, at the end of the day, you would eventually become a leader in that field, right? And the third assignment is to be a positive influence, right? When you serve your gift, which is live a life of purpose for as long as possible, and you become a leader, automatically what comes to you? Influence. Those are natural. Influence follows. As a leader, you become influential. So, but you have to choose to be a positive influence to the world, right? And when you do those three long enough, the fourth assignment will be for you to make an impact in the world. So those are the assignments we were given: to serve, to lead, to influence, and to impact lives. That's it. So if whatever you're doing does not lead to you serving your gift, leading, influencing positively, and leaving an impact, then you must retrace your steps. So I want you all to think about it. And remember, like and share this broadcast, because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message. Now, I've got a question for you, Sherry. We've been talking about living a life of purpose. And my question is related to transformation, self-love, and self-acceptance. Now, especially in times like this, where the level of depression, the level of anxiety, the level of domestic violence, hunger is at the highest level. Now, what is the transformative power of self-love and self-acceptance in someone's life?
So, you know, when I hear that question, the thing that comes up is you touched on it a little bit in your intro, when you talked about the, you know, that one sperm and that one egg and that making you that individual that you are. And I think it literally goes all the way back to that moment in time and the individual that we each are. I often say, you know, you're 1 in 8 billion. And when you disagree and say, I'm a failure, I'm a this, I'm a that, and you start using that self-bullying language, what you're doing to me is speaking to our creator and telling him he made a mistake.
Yes.
He does not make mistakes. And so that you are exactly who you're supposed to be. Now, can you grow? Yes. Can you change? Can you improve? Every single person can always improve. But the reality is your unique DNA isn't repeated anywhere in 8 billion people. That is the unrepeatable miracle that I'm talking about. That is one of the reasons why self-love needs to start all the way back from the beginning. How could you not love the fact that you are a one-of-a-kind, unrepeatable miracle? Like, there isn't anyone like you. It doesn't look like you. And I don't even care, identical twins, they're not the same. They may look the same, but they are not the same. They don't like the same things. They don't speak the same way. They have different mannerisms. Nobody, no matter how alike they seem, is exactly the same. And that in and of itself is the biggest gift. That is the moment that you should realize that self-love, loving that uniqueness about you, is, it should be a core value. It should be a guiding principle for you. Like, you are the most amazing creation there is. I like to say you're a snowflake, because there's no two snowflakes that are the same, right? You're a snowflake. Yeah. It's the only time you want to be called a flake, right? But the fact is, you are that unique. And even though snowflakes, when they're falling, all look the same, they're not the same when you look closely. That's how we are as humans. We may look like a sibling, or we may look like somebody else, but we're not. We are our own unique, amazing human being. And I want to point something out too, John. You mentioned about, you know, like people going through a rough time and stuff. I get that. But yes, I think that temporary defeat is what I call it. That is that moment, that it's a moment in time. And I think there's like a really good exercise. You can say, you know, is this going to matter 5 days from now? Whatever it is it going to matter 5 months from now? Is it going to matter 5 years from now? Take the energetic power, as you were saying, that low level vibration out of that by asking yourself, because 99% of the time, it might matter in 5 days if it's something traumatic, but 5 months and 5 years, you're going to go, oh yeah, I remember when that was a thing. You know, the thing is, we can't lock ourselves into these temporal situations when they are temporary defeats. Because something bad happens doesn't mean everything is bad. It's temporal. It's very short time frame. You know, go to sleep, you'll wake up, and guess what? You will feel differently every single day. Give yourself the grace of the next day.
Absolutely. I like that. I like that illustration, the example you gave. I know of somebody who always uses that strategy. When she's going through challenging times, she would always say, will this matter in the next 5 years? And to all of you that are listening right now, always remember that that's a good way of psyching yourself up. You know, letting yourself know that no matter what's happening to you right now, it doesn't matter how much embarrassment you think it has brought to you, will that matter in the next 5 years? I don't think so. I don't think so. Right.
Well, and actually, you know, in a lot of times, I think, John, in hindsight, when that 5 years goes by, you realize whatever that embarrassment or that thing is probably made you better. That's just the thing. You can't see it when you're in it, because you're all in your feels. But like, the thing is, oftentimes I think of challenging times that I've had in the past, and I've thought, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing ever. And what it turned out to be was the best thing ever, because it caused me to stand back and evaluate what we were talking about before, the purpose, right? What am I here for? What am I doing? Why did that happen? I had to stand back and ask myself, you know, those five things that you do. I had to ask myself, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Sometimes it's that is a spot where we have to just do a reassessment, right? Right. And I think that's okay. We need that. And that's why, you know, just embrace when you have hard times and just say, you know what? I don't like it necessarily, but I am going to get through mm-hmm. it. And I'm probably going to learn something. And I'm just going to have to just sit with it till I figure it out.
Yes, I agree with you on that. That resonates with me completely. And thank you for sharing. Now, when we talk about self-love, sometimes some people misconstrue self-love for being stingy, being selfish. How can we differentiate that? Or does it at some point require some level of selfishness to help you mentally, you know, emotionally? So what would you say about that? Self-love and selfishness.
Yeah, I think it's a great question because I think sometimes, you know, I'm just heading right. I'm at almost 59. And so like, I think back to like the older generation, they're sitting on your shoulder saying, you shouldn't say things like, I love myself, like you're bragging or, you know, I've written 13 books, like, you know, like, and you have that like voice, you know, telling you that. But the reality is, I truly believe that people cannot outlove you. They can only love you to the degree to which you love yourself. And, you know, we are God, right? So like, if I do not love myself, what you are saying is I don't love you. That's my personal opinion. And, you know, I'm people can disagree with me and I'm okay with that. You do you, right? But I think the reality is we have to wholly accept who we are and love each and every part of us. Now, I can change if I want to lose 10 pounds or gain 10 pounds, if I want to change my hair, get a nose job, like I don't care, whatever the outside things, you know, I can do those things, right? But fundamentally in here, in our core, who we are, we have to learn how to love ourselves. That isn't selfish. That is so when I love myself fully, you can love me as well. I can only love you as much as you love you, and I can't outlove you. Like, you know, it's kind of like when a parent is trying to help a child going through addiction, right? And they cannot outlove that child. That child has to come to the agreement with themselves, to love themselves enough to help themselves, to be able to allow the parent, like, right? You can't love them into recovery.
Exactly.
So, I mean, like, I guess that's what I would say. It's really, there is no place in any of that, in my opinion, that is selfish. I think sometimes people think that maybe self-love is being self-centered, but I believe that there has to be some part of that needs to be self-love because that is you loving the way God made you.
I love that. That resonates with me. And thank you so much for sharing. And I believe our listeners out there have actually learned something from this explanation. So I really do appreciate you for that. So now, for the sake of time, I want to learn more about what you do, and I want the people out there to know more about what you do. I see you are a speaker, a mentor. Do you have programs that programs that are available, open to the general public? And if yes, how does it work?
Sure. So I have a few people that I mentor privately. I am working on getting my courses up into a membership site. I do have actually about five of them in the works. Okay. Some of them just need to be transferred into a platform that can be gotten into by the public. Right. But I currently, right now, I'm mainly doing public speaking, but I do love to speak to different groups and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I love to talk about self-love and really accepting yourself, who you are. And I really like to talk about how you speak to yourself, because my self-authored book, Self-Bullying, What to Do When the Bully Is You, is really about minding your mind. And that right. is so important. And it goes right along with what you were saying about vibration. It goes along with creating the network that supports you to doing and saying the right things for yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that book was a very important step in my journey, but it was really for the collective good of everyone out there. For that person who's habitually saying negative things to themselves and really doesn't know how to get out of the loop. That's what that is for. And I really want to develop that out a little bit. And my next book that is back in the back of my head for that is actually sort of a parent guide, because I don't think parents know how to help their child through that. Nobody helped them, and they don't know how to help, especially if there happens to be a bullying situation that precipitates, right. because that's often what causes the secondary self-bullying. Mm-hmm. And so I really want to write that book, the parent guide for that, so that it's a support, and it will have a course as well. So that's into the future.
right. It is possible. That's yeah. what I always tell people. Once you can think or imagine it, it means it is possible.
Absolutely. Right?
It's just for us to understand that we would need some level of discipline, action, and you know, just carrying a positive mindset towards it. So thank you so much for sharing. How can people find you already have some books out there?
Sure, yes, I have a whole bunch. You can find me on my Amazon author page, but you can find pretty much everything I have at sherryleopold.com. It's constantly evolving and changing, and I'm on all social medias. I check all my inboxes, so if you drop in and say hi, I'll be happy to chat with you. I love connecting with people. People are my thing. So, yes. you know, connect with me, and I would love to do that.
Awesome. That's great. Ladies and gentlemen, well, you know, they say whatever has a beginning always has an end. Yes, it's about that time. What I want you to please do for us is go and follow Sherry on her social media platforms. She is on LinkedIn. She is on Twitter. She is on Instagram. So I believe you can already see her contact information there right in front of you. So just go follow her. And if you want to purchase her book, or her books, visit her website. Let's see what the website is. Sherry, what's your website?
Yep, it's just sherryleopold.com. sherryleopold.com.
Awesome. sherryleopold.com. But in the meantime, go to her social media page, follow her. And if you've got any questions, please feel free to send her a DM. And allow her some time to, you know, filter through her messages and respond to you. Okay. So, Sherry, it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you on this episode. And I hope when next we invite you, you will be willing to come and share some more words of wisdom like you have done today. Will that be possible?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today, John. You're an inspiration every day. I love following you and learning from you as well. And I salute all you're doing. Can't wait to get your upcoming book. And we're going to talk about that, because I think I'm going to interview you when it comes out. We're going to talk.
Oh, not a problem. I would be so happy to get on your platform whenever you send me the invitation. All right. So thank you so much. It's been a pleasure and a privilege. This live broadcast will be available to you. The links will be available to you. And please, ladies and gentlemen, remember to like and share the broadcast. But before you go, typically what we do is we have guests, you know, inspire our listeners for like a minute. I will give you 1 minute to please speak to that man or that woman who is currently, you know, whose child is currently experiencing some level of self-bullying, or a man or a woman who is experiencing self-bullying and finding it hard to come out of that scene, to come out of that situation. Just speak to them for 1 minute. And
absolutely. So what I would say is, I would remind you that you are an unrepeatable miracle exactly as you are. And I would actually ask you to think about the fact that there is literally no one like you. You are imperfectly perfectly you, and that no matter what is going on in your life at the moment, tomorrow is going to be different, and it's going to be better than it was today, and you will become whatever you believe. So make good choices on what you choose to run in the ticker up here, which is why I always say mind your mind and hashtag make good choices. Choose to believe you are amazing, because you are, and you are an unrepeatable miracle.
Thank you so much. I hope that resonates with you who's listening to us right now. I hope all what she said resonates with you. Please like and share it, because you might just be saving the life of just that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message. It's about time for us to end today's episode. But before I go, I want you who's listening to me right now to understand that you were sent into this world on purpose, with a purpose, and for a purpose. And believe me, the purpose which you were sent into this world to fulfill is greater than you can even imagine. It's greater than what you can even imagine. So if you have not started discovering your life purpose, this is the time. It is never too late for you. Once again, I don't know where you're listening to us from. I don't know what you know about yourself. Neither do I know what the people around you know about you. But there is one thing that I, John, know about you. I know that you are an abode of greatness. And always remember that today is the first day of the rest of your life. God bless you all for listening. And bye for now. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much, Sherry. See you some other time.
Thank you. Everybody.
Yeah.